everyone. I'm Terry Doyle. Welcome to this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Warrior. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to a former Red Tilson Award winner as the OHL's most outstanding player, who went on to play more than 1,100 games in the National Hockey League and is now back involved in the OHL. But first, this week's Pioneer Energy OHL Player of the Week is Peterborough Petes forward Jonathan Ang. He scored 4 goals and 3 assists for 7 points in 4 games last week and was a +4. The draft choice of the Florida Panthers in the 4th round of the 2016 National Hockey League Entry Draft helped the Petes to a pretty solid week as they're in tight in quite a battle in the Eastern Conference. It seems like every night you look at the standings and teams are moving around. Other players considered for the award this week include J.J. Pekinich of the London Knights and Taylor Radish of the Erie Otters. David Legwan captured the OHL's Red Tilson Award after scoring 105 points in 59 games for the Plymouth Whalers in the 97-98 season. He went on to be the second overall pick of the Nashville Predators in the 1998 NHL Entry Draft. He played 1,136 games in the NHL, most of them with the Predators. He's now the co-owner of the Sarnia Sting, along with another former National Hockey Leaguer, Darian Hatcher. Earlier this week, we chatted to talk about how he feels about being an owner in the OHL and back in the league. David, right off the bat, let's talk about being co-owner of the Sting, having fun sort of being on this side of the hockey world right now.
Yeah, it is. It's fun. The kids are enjoyable and coming to the rink and teaching them and helping them and achieve their goals and their dreams, I think, is something that me and Darian both like to do and are enjoying, I think. Teaching them and helping them and making them and better hockey players and better people.
We've heard Darian's side of it. Fill us in how this came about. I know it's been a couple of years now, but how this came about that David Legwan's a co-owner of an OHL club.
Our agents worked with Newport Sports for a number of years and Pat Morris, and he kind of put us in touch and put us in touch with Rob Cicerelli, and Rob was very kind in listening to us and helping us and doing those types of things. I think he wanted it to be a quiet sale and, mm-hmm. and those types of things. So I think me and Darian kind of, we figured it all out between the three of us, and it's been great so far. I think it's exciting, it's fun, it's keeping you in the game at a very high level.
Was that something, as your playing career was winding down, thinking, that'd be something interesting, being heavily involved with potential owner of a junior hockey team?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's fun. When you grow up and you're playing, you never think the other side when you know your career is winding down and you're getting tired and you're older and the bumps and bruises don't heal as fast and those types of things. It's fun to learn the other side, I think, a little bit, and this opportunity arose and we kind of both jumped at it.
Is the big thing for you the fit, because being in Sarnia so close to home, being a Detroit area guy?
Yeah, it is. It's close to home. It's exciting. It's always been my last year in the Ontario Hockey League was the first year in the new arena, and it's something that's, this is a league that I grew up in and those types of things, and being from Detroit and playing in Plymouth and Darian being from Detroit and he was in North Bay, it's a league we both played in, and it does great things for kids.
Now, a little change of pace for you this year. You've been around the rink every day and helping out the guys on the ice at practice and being an eye in the sky. How's that been for you as a little different than obviously this time last year you were playing?
It's good. I think helping out and being around the guys and those makes the transition easier, and watching the games and helping guys out with what they're doing during the game is enjoyable for myself.
Now for you, fill us in. Was this going into this season, were you expecting to be playing again? What was sort of the mindset as the summer went along?
It was up in the air. It was something that was talked about and not talked about, and we just kind of waited. And if nothing happened, nothing happened. If something happened, then we would look at it. But nothing really came about. So, pretty simple. I mean, if something still came about, who even knows what could happen now with injuries or whatever. But you don't know. It was fun. You get a chance to play a long time in the best league in the world. The friendships, the relationships, and all the people you get to meet, and the games played, you think back about it all now.
Do you find, and we'll get into that a bit more in the next segment, do you find, though, at least your involvement in Sarnia with practices and games and everything like that has helped that, rather than if you were in a situation where you were just sitting waiting by the phone hoping somebody was going to call?
Yeah, I think obviously, you know, that's part of the thing you look forward to in your last, you know, when you turn 33 or 34, 35 and you're still playing. And, you know, I don't think when you're done playing you want to be sitting there on the couch and wondering what you're going to do today, tomorrow, the next day. And, you know, it's nice. You kind of stay on this very similar schedule to what you had when you played.
Barry Trotz was obviously a longtime coach of yours. Do you find there's things that you saw as a player when he was your coach that you can kind of take to being involved now with junior players?
A little bit. Obviously, when I came into the National Hockey League, we had a young team and a young group, and Barry was a young coach and those types of things. And you see the things that he instilled in the organization, in the team, in the older players that kind of wore off on the younger players, that the younger players then carried to the next group of guys that were coming in and out of the team. And I think that's a big thing. He's doing it in Washington now and kind of changed their mentality as a team and an organization.
Is that more, yeah, so it's almost like rather than the technical aspects and things like that, it's a mentality. It's a way you carry yourself. It's a way, especially as a young guy, you sort of operate. And I guess I think you and Darian probably pass along the players to, you know, even if you're a junior player, act like a pro.
Yeah, act like a pro, be like a pro. When you get to the rink, do the right things and do them the right way. I mean, if you can only do it going 70%, then do it going 70%. You can't, I always say, everyone says, oh, give 110%. I said, well, if you fill that glass up 110%, 10% of it's all over the table. So give 100% and do things the right way, and the other things will take care of themselves.
Having fun with this year's team. It's a battle already in the Western Conference. Doesn't matter who you're playing. It's makes things pretty interesting. It's junior hockey. It's unpredictable, too.
Yeah, it's awesome, though. I mean, it's fun for, obviously, me and Darian, we enjoy it immensely and love it. And, yeah, it's a battle in the West every year. Obviously, we know Windsor's Memorial Cup. They're already there. So you're going to have to beat them, I think, to get out of the West and you know, finish as high as we can and go from there and have a good run at the playoffs.
That was Sarnia Stinkhorn or David Legwand, who captured the OHL's Most Outstanding Player Award in 1998. Here's a look at this week's CHL Top 10 rankings. The Erie Otters have moved up two spots. They are now number two in the country, trailing only the WHL's Regina Pats. Other OHL clubs on the list, the London Knights at number six, Windsor Spitfires at seven, and Oshawa Generals sliding into the number 10 position. Well, that's going to do it for our show this week. For all your latest updates from around the Ontario Hockey League, visit the official website, OntarioHockeyLeague.com. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Warrior. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.